Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. In fact, the main feature allows you, the listener, to influence some of the things we'll talk about on the air and to share ideas and share stories and news items and videos and things like that with our other listeners. It's an interactive site that allows you to submit a link to something online that you thought was pretty cool, and then our other listeners get to vote on whether or not they agree. And the most voted up will be posted on the front page of the website, meaning more people, including us, are more likely to see it. So head over there, get interactive over at freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. We've been sharing throughout the show here tonight, heavily in the first hour, but we touched on it a little bit in the last one, and we haven't quite gotten through it. So I wanted to make sure we got through all of Julia's thoughts. Julia is a... I don't know how she would describe herself, but we've been describing her as a communist. And if she would like to describe herself in a different manner, I'd love to hear from her.
I guess she's going to have to call in and say that. I would
love to do that. I've got her email address here because she commented on the Freakeen blog, and I get that information.
We can't very well continue like she can't post on there and then we can respond on air and post, and that just doesn't work
very well.
It is a show about your calls. However, in the case that we find good stuff on the interwebs,
we share it.
We will talk about it.
Yeah. So, and it's rare that we get to hear from a real serious communist, like somebody that really believes, as she says here in her post over at freekeen.com, as she says, she believes money should be abolished, and we touched on that. Like, okay, we agree that the government's money system is awful, and that definitely needs to be abolished. The government money, the fiat currency that they can just print out of thin air, and they can print as much as they want, and they manipulate all kinds of stuff, that needs to go away. Agree with you that far. But to suggest that money, the concept of having a
medium of exchange.
Right, a medium of exchange, a go-between between people to allow people who have different products and services that they want to, that they're looking to trade or sell, to actually interact with everybody who's in the marketplace instead of just the people that are looking to purchase the kind of product you're offering, and they happen to have the kind of product or service you want, because that's the barter economy, and, it's good for something, but money helps that. Money helps grease the wheels, if you will.
It really all comes down to force, and force all comes down to weapons. So, I mean, this is really the crux of it, Julia.
Wait, you mean when you abolish money, if somebody else wants to keep using money, you'd have to use force on them, that kind of thing?
Right, that's the thing. I mean, when you boil these things down to their parts, you either need an organization that will do what it is that you wish them to do. In this case, destroy money and then operate on a system without money, and where the workers control it in a democratic fashion and everybody's participatory or whatever. And you have to participate in it, or some people are going to opt out. And those people who opt out, are they able to use a medium of exchange? If enough people opt out, which they will, that's my prediction. Okay, it's only a prediction. You can count on many people opting out, using the medium of exchange, being far more productive than your participatory democratic mumbo jumbo that's out there, Julia. And the question is when do your workers pick up automatic weapons and shoot innocent people who are using a medium of exchange? Because that's what it all comes down to.
Yeah,
it all comes down to slaughtering people in cold blood. Shooting men, women, and children who have harmed no one. That is what communism and, participatory economic bullcrap is all about. It won't work unless you kill people that disagree.
You nailed it.
You're either a murderer or you're... living in a fantasy world.
Yeah, right. You're confused, right? Because a lot of the people that would espouse this particular viewpoint will also espouse a viewpoint of peace. They would agree with us that the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq should end, that
right.
They don't favor those things.
If you want to get rid of organizations that use force, that subject the worker to unfair conditions, if you want to get rid of organizations that steal money from the poor, exploit the poor, and then give that money to the rich and the powerful, I'm with you, Julia. What I'm not with you on is creating a new organization that's going to do the same gosh darn thing.
So let me continue here. So she also wants to abolish rent. She wants to abolish private property.
But now, I guess here's my question.
Excuse me, private property not intended for active personal use. She puts that qualifier on it.
Okay. So I guess here's my question for you. Private property not intended for active personal use. So she's redefining property. And I guess that we come back to my question of building houses. I built one house on a piece of property that I bought, and I, you know, live in it. What if I built two houses on that same piece of property? And then I decided I want to let somebody live in it.
You don't get to decide.
Voluntarily decided, because I opted out of your democratic system. I said, okay. I don't want to play. And I'm voluntarily exchanging goods, services, or whatever for somebody living in that house over there. Exactly who's going to take it away from me?
The democratic structure? The system?
Somebody. Probably the renter would decide that they're not going to pay anymore, and then I would be considered a bad person for kicking them out, and the workers' commune of judges or whatever would say that I can't kick them out, and so therefore the house would no longer be mine, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that just doesn't seem like a system wherein anybody's even going to bother building a house in the first place.
No, I'm not going to do the work. Once one landlord has his house taken, once several landlords have their houses taken away by people who don't no longer want to pay rent, then they're going to stop building houses. Then the people who aren't paying the rent have to build their own gosh darn houses.
Now, according to Julia, she says the best modern example, which illustrates a society like she's envisioning, would be Catalonia from 1936 to 1939, where the Spanish labor union succeeded in building this kind of society, and as such
created... And it lasted 3 whole years.
...a change of culture.
Probably the best example I can come up with where it failed was the early American colonies, where everybody owned things in common. And for the first 2 years, they nearly starved to death.
Oh, some did.
Most of them did. Most of them actually did starve to death. But the ones that survived decided that they would, you know, do a pre-market system where everyone could own what it was that they had.
Yeah, and then they had a surplus.
That's when Thanksgiving came around.
Now, if we take the opposite direction and further, this is Julia, she says, if we take the opposite direction and further the system we have now, which is based on greed and the love of material possessions, we will only create more greed and oppression and less solidarity.
I
don't want to further the system we have now. I'd like to make that clear. The system we have now sucks. It is based on people in search of power, wielding power over others for their greedy benefit, because I think that greed plus power equals some serious destruction. I think that on its own, greed, while it may be an undesirable trait, is not necessarily damaging if the person who is greedy doesn't have the ability to enforce their greed.
Right.
So I can be as greedy as I want to. I'm going to charge $7,000 per spot on Free Talk Live, and people are going to look at me and they're going to say,
we don't want your commercials.
Yeah, no thanks.
That's what a spot is. A spot is an advertisement.
Thank you for that. The industry slang there.
Right. So if I decided that I want to sell ads on Free Talk Live at $7,000, somebody's going to buy their ads elsewhere.
Yeah, right, because they don't have to deal with us. But when you give people guns and men with guns...
If the government says everybody has to pay for Free Talk Live to be on the air, and suddenly things would get very expensive to run around here, I can tell you that.
Mm.
I mean, we would have to have more staff in order to make sure that we ran a better radio show, it'd be done more efficiently. We must compensate everybody in an adjust fashion, so therefore they must be able to earn a living wage and have a pension, and they must be able to have vacations at certain times, because it's just that people have vacations at certain times. Rather than us working our butts off to create something here, we would have social justice.
Yeah, social justice. It would be nice to be paid to be on the radio, but I realize that's not going to happen for I don't know how many years.
You're being exploited, Sean.
I am. I'm all for it.
It took me a number of years to get paid to do this radio show.
You're being exploited, too.
Apparently I exploited myself because...
Yeah, you're
the man was exploiting
capitalist.
You. it's just a bunch of incongruous mumbo-jumbo.
So she says oppression doesn't come from the big evil government taking away your liberty, but also from
the
economic system and institutions in place.
The government is the economic system that's in place. The government creates the currency. The government says that this is legal tender, good for all debts, foreign and whatever, domestic.
So more coming up here. 800-259-9231. She has a few more sentences that I will share, and we'll also take your phone calls. You're welcome to share your thoughts with what Julia has to say, or you can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Maybe you're a communist and you've been outraged at how your viewpoint has been misrepresented throughout this show tonight.
We couldn't possibly be representing it in the proper fashion, right? Julia has written in here, and we can't possibly be saying it in the fashion that she would.
Sure.
There's sure. there's no way. I mean, and she made a post, and it was kind for all purposes, and I hope that we haven't she doesn't feel like we've treated her in an unkind fashion. It can be very frustrating because we've had these conversations over and over again. Yeah. I used to be an anarcho-communist. I no longer subscribe to those ideas because I consider them silly and fallacious. They just don't hold up to scrutiny.
And we're scrutinizing here. She posted something over at freekeen.com. About her viewpoints, and I thought it was worth reading on the air because we rarely get stuff like this. Rarely really hear from opposition like this on this program. And so I just wanted to share the remaining thoughts that she has here. She says, in other words, unless Free Keen and the Free State Project want to abolish the capitalist system and replace it with one based on workers, self-management, and people's needs, don't expect much liberty to come out of it. Now then. To go back to what you said earlier, Mark, it's all about force, right?
Yes. In that this is her suggestion that some workers' paradise is going to come up with organizations, institutions, as she said them, which I'm dying to get into institutions. Sean, how do you like institutions?
I'm not a big fan of
right. So these institutions that are staffed with or filled with workers who are participatory democracies and making decisions in that manner. I guess the question is, am I free to leave? If I'm not free to leave, then you don't have liberty, baby. You've got big prisons run by inmates, I guess. And if you can leave, then your whole system's going to fall apart in very, very short order. Because, right. A, how did you get into this system without using people with automatic weapons, pointing them at people who don't have them? And secondly, if I decide to leave and, you know, I want to do my own thing, I get a little piece of ground and I grow some food on it and I want to exchange that food with somebody else and that somebody has something that I don't want, and I take a medium of exchange, we'll call that money, then once I'm, you know, taking this money in and, enriching myself, other people come along, they want to get out of the system. At what point do the workers democratically and participatorily decide to come and annex the property that we have worked for? Because
and
this is what her
much force and
right. This is what her definition is. Her statement is essentially property. I'm going to redefine property. Property isn't something that you buy with stuff you work for. Property is something that you need and use. And somebody always needs something that you're using, when they want it. And if they didn't work for it, they don't have the same value for it. If I make something of my own hands and then you decide you need it, say I carve an axe handle and I don't want to lend it to somebody, but somebody needs an axe. They come and take my axe and they use it and they break the axe. What are they going to do to compensate me?
Nothing.
Carve an axe handle? They didn't want to carve the axe handle in the first place. They wanted to take an axe that didn't belong to them because they're stinking lazy.
So, you know, it's interesting, though. I agree with some of what she's saying, right?
Like, yeah, I do.
What she says is, unless you liberty activists want to abolish the capitalist system, I will stop you there, Julia, and say, yes, I want to abolish the system as it currently stands.
You can use the term capitalist to describe the system if you wish. Some people will, people don't.
I don't like the term capitalism. I think it's been, it's got its connotations. And if we're defining today as capitalism, then yes, I want to abolish the system as it stands because the system is exploiting people. She's right about that much. The system is terrible. It encourages people to, as we were talking about earlier, the money system, the fiat currency, encourages people to spend their money instead of save it, which is why you have a part of the reason why you have this kind of consumerist culture where everybody just spends whatever the heck it is they earn, and they spend beyond what they earn with credit cards and things like that. They get into debt. This system is terrible. The people have the wrong incentives, and people are not free to make their own decisions. The point at which I disagree with this statement is after that. I don't want to replace it with anything.
Yes.
I don't want to create a new system. I don't want to have to get 100% of the people or enough people to force 100% of the people into some new utopian ideal. the idea is to just let people be free. So then if you want to have some sort of commune where people make democratic decisions about how
Absolutely.
To live life and what crops to grow and what
Sure.
to do and how to build things and on and whatever decisions you want to make, man, go to town.
Yep.
Have fun. Get yourself that land and bring some people on it and go at it and
Yep.
prove your concept.
Build geodesic dome towns together. People can all live in one giant geodesic dome.
Yeah,
they can take showers
awesome.
Together and God knows what else it is that they do. Or
That's
lack of showers.
I'm saying. I'm not advocating a new system. So I don't have a system. Do you guys have a system that you want to bring to the world?
Yep.
What
do
is that?
The system is do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting anybody else.
It's a simple rule. I don't know if the entire free market total freedom system will work, but I believe in a system that has I'm for whatever system affords the most liberty to the most people. If that's what what she's talking about doesn't sound that way to me. I can find all kinds of ways that, and I have this evening, the ways that this doesn't work.
Hmm.
So, maybe it's a tiny little republic where people vote on things that have to do with cops, courts, and roads. I don't like the idea of the government controlling those things. I think the government is an inefficient organization that collects power and money to it and in the process dispenses injustice to people who have neither of those.
Let's try different things. Let's try that. Let's try the commie
right.
land. Let's try the, completely anarcho land. Let's, whatever different structures, different people interacting, coming together, naturally migrating together. And that's what we're starting to see the beginning of here, right, is that people who love liberty, just as a general rule, not necessarily all voluntarists or not all minarchists, but as a general rule, they like the idea of more freedom and less control. They're coming together and they're beginning to get active. They're beginning to do things. It's stirring up controversy because anytime you threaten the status quo, there will be controversy, whether it's the man that doesn't like anybody holding signs down in the local park or the people that are offended by civil disobedience or so on and so forth. All of this is leading to some change, right? And that change is inevitable, despite what people might like, which is to keep everything the way it is for the rest of my life.
Julia doesn't want that.
Well, no, Julia wants change.
Yes, she does.
Though a lot of people don't. And so there's opposition from all different corners, and people are getting together, but change is going to occur, much to the chagrin of the people that want things to stay as they are.
Right.
And migrations over time have been very powerful. You look at Utah, you look at Vermont. Those are two really great examples within our local
Sure,
spectrum.
People understand them. They're close to those ideas.
Yeah, you can't deny that the Mormons migrating to Utah have had it's an undeniable effect. They have shifted things in a certain direction there. There's
I think,
a culture that is overarching, I think, in general.
I think it is. It is. It's going away to some extent, that culture. It's becoming diluted over time.
That may be true.
Yeah. But simply because it's untenable, their ideas.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, over time, information kind of cancels out silly nonsense like Mormonism and things like that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And so you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, Here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there because we give them away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free, including the archives, by the way. You can get the last week's worth of the show right on the front page of the site. And then when you click into the archives section, it takes you back to 2006, and it's all free, but they're brought to you by HostGator.
Yeah, HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. So it doesn't matter whether you have a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website that you're looking to build. You can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. As a matter of fact, their servers are 130% supplied by wind energy. So that ought to make Julia feel a little better when she listens to the show later. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right. So toll free again, 800-259-9231. Something going on that's a little unusual up here. We just had Meg, who is one of the bloggers over at freekeen.com. She came in here during the break and she came to see you for something, Sean. She's selling herself.
Yes, she is. She is selling off a tattoo to be located
somewhere. A little piece of herself.
Yeah, just a little piece. She's not selling the whole thing.
2 inches by 2 inches.
I think it's supposed to be a 2-inch by 2-inch tattoo, and she's offered to locate that either on her arm, her wrist, her ankle, or her hip, and she's taking auctions over in the Freaking Forums.
That's right. She posted a blog post over at freekeen.com about this a couple days ago. There's a video of her kind of introducing the concept and what she wants to get out of it and, you know, what the rules are, that kind of thing. So I highly recommend that that folks go and take a look at that. But you came up with kind of a unique idea to help promote certain liberty-oriented businesses, or not businesses, but groups, that sort of thing that you support.
Yeah, well, I was going through the auction after my own personal bid failed out and was outbid by several other people. I realized that I could do something interesting to help Meg out, and because the current bidder wanted to put a cartoon male organ on her, I decided I didn't want that to happen to my good friend.
Yeah, this is this particular sale is rife with all kinds of problems, and you know, I would say that there's some things that I would rather see on Meg than others.
Yep. So
I would prefer to see her not do any additional tattoos at all, but that's just because I'm a conservative and I think they look fine the way they are.
Yeah, I don't want tattoos myself, but Meg's offering to have one put on her for money. So.
And she'll do anything, apparently. Yeah, like, there's nothing she won't accept.
No clowns and nothing that promotes violence.
Okay.
So I can live with those rules, but I don't have the money to buy a really nice tattoo for her on my own. So I've set up some chip-ins so that anybody who wants to help pay for a tattoo on May can contribute to getting either a Free Talk Live logo, a Free Keen logo, a Free Domain Radio logo, or a Center for Stateless Society logo.
So some of Sean's preferred organizations,
yep.
You're looking to essentially crowdsource the tattoo funding for Meg.
That's pretty much the way it is.
So if a bunch of people throw in a few bucks, then you might be able to outbid whoever the top bidder is.
That's the idea here, and the way it's going to work is everybody who wants to contribute can pick whichever organization they want to contribute.
So you've set
on.
Up four different chip-ins.
I set up four different chip-ins on this. So they can compete.
How's that? Now, isn't that going to dilute the total amount that you could be getting? So how's that going to work?
Well, the plan is if one of those organizations is able to place the top bid on its own, mm-hmm. that organization will place the bid. The other three will receive as a donation whatever was raised towards that tattoo, and I will be covering the PayPal fees on all that.
Okay, so anybody else, the other three organizations will end up actually getting all the money that the people had contributed in the hopes that they would win the tattoo, but they didn't win the tattoo, so as a consolation prize, Stefan Molyneux, for instance, if he didn't win, would get X amount of dollars, whatever X was that was contributed.
That's the idea. But what we're doing one other thing is if no one organization can win the bid, I will pool the money, and if that can win a bid, I will put that out there. Otherwise, all four organizations will get their respective funds.
I think it's a neat idea. Now, how can people go to help out with this?
So anybody who wants to go to do that can go check out. It's the top post over on my own blog, which is at destroytheRing.wordpress.com.
DestroytheRing.wordpress.com. It's also been posted to Free Keen under what title?
It's been posted under the title Unofficial Tattoo Fund.
Unofficial Tattoo Fund. So if you want to help this out, you want to help maybe Free Talk Live or one of those other organizations get a spot on Meg. I'm also like you guys. I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if I want Free Talk Live's logo to be on Meg. I mean, I appreciate her idea, but if she wants to do it, I suppose it would be better to have Free Talk Live there than a penis.
So many other things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So destroytheRing.wordpress.com.
WordPress.com.
All right, cool. People can go and help you out with that. How's it going so far? Can you tell us?
So far, I've raised $80, which unfortunately...
Is that in total or
that's
for one?
In total.
Okay.
And that's not enough to place any bids because the current bidding is $150 for a picture of Pee Wee Herman.
Now, remember... No, she likes
Pee Wee. Like that. She'd go for that.
Yes.
She's got the bike. She's got like a bike like Pee Wee does. But the important point here, if, for instance, the $150 bidder falls through... You could still, I mean, if you were the second bid, and you're not. I mean, you're not the second highest bid either. But if you were the second highest bid, there's still a chance that you could win. Because if the person, like, you don't know, she doesn't know who these bidders are. They're internet people.
That's right.
So somebody could say, I bid $5,000 for X. And then when the auction closes.
Then she never gets any money, and so she goes to the next bidder.
Right. So it'll, you know, fall back until she actually finds somebody who will send the money, and so on.
There's also been some discussion... by Meg, that maybe if the bids get high enough, instead of taking just one, she'll take all four, and you get your choice as you go down the list.
Which spot?
It would
she would
pick which spot.
Right.
the tattoo.
The winning bidder does get to choose the location.
Yes.
So it was wrist. Ankle.
Arm, ankle or hip.
It would seem to me that wrist would be the most visible of them.
Is that what you're looking for, the FTL logo there?
No. I'm not saying I support putting my logo on Meg. I don't necessarily because I don't know if Free Talk Live is going to be around forever, and I don't know if I'd want to have that on me. But
I can't imagine living any other way.
She says she doesn't care.
I'm really not any good for work anymore, Ian. I mean, we got to keep free. I'm going to be a radio talk show host for the rest of my life because I don't like working anymore.
Where are you guys going to get a job after hosting a show like this? They're going to Google your names and they're not going to hire you.
Yeah, I've got all these criminal records now, right?
Oh, no. I suspect Free Talk Live could sell its intellectual property at this moment to one of the major syndicates and get it for paychecks.
That.
I think we could.
I don't know about
we haven't made any efforts recently.
There's not much
and
there
have been overtures in the past.
There's not much intellectual property, though. I mean, who could they? They'd
That's
have to get real
be
libertarians
us.
To do the show.
It would be us.
Oh, I see.
See, we would not only sell the intellectual property, but us and our services, and we'd get a paycheck on a regular basis.
I don't want to do that.
I don't either.
Yeah, because that would be owned by some company, some corporation.
Then you might have to take some reasonable stance on some issues, and you wouldn't be able to get arrested.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, plus you wouldn't be able to bring in co-hosts like me, and I really wouldn't like that.
Yeah, they would be much stricter. They might very well get rid of me because the general consensus in the industry is that it should be a one-host show.
I think it's such a bad idea.
Yeah, you want a show by yourself? Yeah, that's a bad idea.
I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle listening to myself. I want to do the show.
Neither could anybody
else,
don't worry.
Oh, man. 800.
You need me here to as a tempering force.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of you, Mark, you've got some GPS-related story that's a little spooky. By the way, speaking of spooky stuff, Johnson sent me something. This video of this truck, the backscatter truck. Have y'all seen this?
No.
The government people... Some technical company has come up with a truck that looks like a delivery van, right? It looks like just a truck, like a box truck.
Uh-huh.
And in the back of this truck is electronic equipment that basically allows them to X-ray whatever it is they're driving next to. So your home, your car, your place of business, whatever it is this truck is parked or driving by, it can see through. It can see a bomb in the back of a car. It can see, you know, drugs. It can see guns. It is a portable X-ray scanning. It's like it's police state to the max, intrusiveness or well to the max, and this exists. Really spooky. Anyway, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. There is still time for your phone call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. You like the show. You like the fact that the website is free. Then you can promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Mark, if we get a chance, I want to talk about this intrusive GPS tracking technology you're going to tell us about. But first, Doug is on the line on the Amp Lines in Minnesota. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys. Hey. What's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
Nice to meet you, Sean.
Hello.
Hey, just quickly, before I go into my thing I called about, hey, didn't know if you know this, Steve Covey? Running for city council, South Lake Tahoe, California.
Hmm. Oh, that's it's interesting. Steve Covey, of course, so we've had on the show in the past. He is one of the more preeminent personalities in the marijuana decriminalization / medical marijuana movement. He's a medical marijuana user himself and ran for governor of California a number of years ago on the Libertarian Party ticket. I guess he's set his sights a little bit lower now, which is probably a good idea because he might actually have a snowball's chance in California of succeeding here. What do you think his odds are?
Well, it's pretty good. Now, I clarified with him. He used to live in North Lake Tahoe, which is highly Republican. Now he lives in South Lake Tahoe, and it's very pot-friendly, and he says the most cannabis-friendly city he's been in, which is surprising. Mm-hmm. He used to live in Humboldt, you know?
Yeah.
So it's pretty good, I think. He's on the ballot, and he's done those hoops, and you know, he's got the name recognition, and he's going into a business, which I could talk about later sometime, which is very exciting, too.
Yeah, is this business the medical cannabis thing that he's working on?
Yeah. Dr. Ruard is involved in it, too. It's really cool.
I've seen some of his press releases about it, and it's can you sum up what the product is?
Yes, I think what can be disclosed, I'm an investor, what can be disclosed is it is a lozenge. and
like a THC lozenge.
Yes, he's discovered a certain way to blend the natural plant in a lozenge, and it's a patented secret, and as is the blend.
So is this not the synthetic THC? This is actual plant material?
Natural THC. Right, and it's very difficult the way he describes it. It's like combining oil and water, because THC is very water-soluble and fat-soluble, and the other lozenge material is not. So how do you combine these two? And he's found a way of suspending the ingredients, and they're going for FDA approval. Dr. Ruart has experience going through the FDA channels, of course, so they're going full bore, and it's kind of a fun thing.
Very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, Colin is talking about it. But anyway... Dr. Laura, no longer on the air, she's one of my favorite radio show hosts of all time.
Really?
I have a psychology degree, yes.
She does not.
Yeah, I know. And I don't agree with her on many things. And in fact, I've really parted with her in some ways after a failed marriage. And it's like, screw marriage, man. But anyway, my question to you is, would a homophobe have any homosexual friends?
Probably not.
You know who Tammy Bruce is?
She's the chick from the National Organization of Women, also a former talk show host.
She's a feminist right. Republican or something.
She is now leans that way, and she used to be just a feminist before she met Dr. Laura. And now she leans a little bit more liberty-leaning, although Republican a little bit too. Yes, but she's a lesbian, and they are good friends.
Mm.
They used to be in the same, you know, they all came from KFI in Los Angeles, as did Stephanie Miller, who is also a friend of Dr. Laura's, who speak highly of her and says Dr. Laura is not a homophobe.
Oh, interesting.
What she is, however, is, you know, she just has her opinions about them adopting, of course, and she has her opinions about whether we teach this or that in public schools, which she's against, by the way. She advises get your kids out of public schools constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It's one of the reasons that I was for homeschooling before, you know, Free Talk Live came along. You know, this was Dr. Laura convinced me on a multitude of subjects.
So you're saying that she's not even intolerant, perhaps, as I had suggested, that she's just perhaps
idealistic. Idealistic in an anti-gay way.
You know, right, because if she's got friends who are gay and she therefore is obviously tolerant towards those individuals, if she weren't tolerant of those people, then they wouldn't be her friends. So intolerant may not be the right word.
That sounds hypocritical to me. I mean, if you believe that
a biological error.
Yeah, the gays are a biological error. And,
but you might say the same thing about you know, like you're saying, gingers. They're a biological error. You know, that's true. So I don't know if that's true.
I wouldn't presume to be able to claim whether gingers are biological errors or not. I think
are albinos biological errors?
I don't know. Are you going to walk up to an albino and call them a biological error?
No, and that's, I think, the point. She had a very bad use of language there. What she could have said is they're amazingly genetically rare and said the same thing. And I think she was expressing some anger about the lobbyists who are forcing, you know, who are passing laws to make sure that tax money goes to gay education in schools. And we know that that's not the real fight. She doesn't, because she's a conservative.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had Dr. Laura on my station. I was a general manager of a radio station in Sarasota, Florida, and I had her on the that station. And then when I went to just the general sales manager of that station, she was still on there. And, you know, I listened to Dr. Laura hours and hours a day for a long time, and I can tell you, she's just kind of mean, dude.
I like some of her meanness, actually, because, you know, when it comes to 16-year-old women and girls having babies out of wedlock and being on welfare and she yelled at them, right on, you know, I'm okay with that.
Doug, we got to let you go, losing your connection, but I thank you for the call tonight. I don't.
But yelling at somebody doesn't solve their problem. When you say you shouldn't be doing this, you're a bad person. That doesn't. You can't. Even if you point out the behavior's bad, if the tone that you use is an indictment, you're not going to get anybody to understand. They're just never going to quite get it. And Dr. Laura spends, it seems, a
for
great
someone who
deal,
positions herself as trying to help people.
Yeah, a great deal of her time sort of berating people. And I just don't think that that's a good system to instruct good behavior.
I agree with you completely. I mean, having not spent a whole lot of time listening to her, but enough to get that feeling for what her show's like, I definitely have that. She definitely has that talking down to somebody mentality.
And I can totally get – my life is different for having listened to Dr. Laura. I think she's got a lot of great things to say.
I'd say Dr. Joy Brown eats her lunch.
Well, I prefer the host, but yeah. That's today. However – you know, many of my ideas about how family structure goes and, you know, is what's working for me is Dr. Laura based.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line.
Doesn't change that she's mean sounding to people.
Yeah, I think Dr. Joy has a much better approach in how she handles people. I've never heard her yelling at folks when I'm a huge listener to either of the programs.
I don't think she's not nearly as idealistic, and I don't know that she is going to, she's not going to change the world. She's going to change the people in it in order to make them fit better into the one we have today. And I feel the one we have today stinks. Dr. Laura feels the same way. You understand? So there's a difference there. I wish she had a better system rather than yelling. I like Dr. Laura's kind of her stand in the world more than Dr. Joy's. I like Joy's.
I don't know what either of their stands are, so I couldn't tell you. All I hear is people calling with problems, and mm-hmm. one of them solves them, you know, helps them solve them one way, and the other one yells at them.
And anybody who calls Dr. Laura with a problem ought to know what they're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to listen to the show for very long to know what you're going to get when you call Dr. Laura.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, GPS tracking, real quick story.
Yeah, we're going to fly through this one. Apparently the government believes that it has the right to track your every move with your GPS in your car. But government agents can sneak into your property in the middle of the night, put a GPS device in the bottom of your car, and keep track of it everywhere you go. This doesn't violate your Fourth Amendment rights because you don't have any reasonable expectation of privacy in your own driveway. You do, I would think, in your own garage, though, don't you? No reasonable expectation the government isn't tracking your movements. That is the bizarre and scary rule that now applies in California and 8 other Western states. The U.S. Circus Court of Appeals at the Ninth Circuit, which covers the vast jurisdiction, recently decided the government can monitor you in this way virtually any time it wants with no need for a search warrant. It's a dangerous decision, and one that, this is according to Time Magazine, one that is the dissenting judges warn could turn America into the sort of totalitarian state imagined by George Orwell, as if it's not on its way. It is particularly offensive because the judges added insult to injury with some shocking class bias, the little personal privacy.
So the government can track you. And it doesn't say that it's with your GPS device. It's with them planting one on you, and it's all A-OK. We're done. It's been Ian with you.
And Sean.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.